Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning to you. What a day. What a week. The rain, is not the rain cool? Rain is wonderful. You get to really see how gorgeous Los Angeles, Southern California is. Did you take advantage of the rain? That's an option, right? Taking advantage of the rain would be one of those things that I give to you each week that perhaps we would call radical. I am of the strong opinion, based on 20 plus years of doing things with people in the name of health that most doctors would never even imagine. I am of the strong opinion that we need to dig a little deeper to get the job done. I am of the strong opinion that if you've tried the superficial solutions and they've worked, God bless you. If you've tried the superficial solutions, you know, the herbal gimmicks and the machines you buy and the specialized form of testing that can find things that no man can find. If you've tried these things and unfortunately it hasn't solved your problem, it hasn't given you a return on your investment, then you need to listen to me. Because that's been my experience. I've spent and invested about $1 million in my educations, testing modalities, et cetera, over 25 years. I've devoted my life to the concept that if you've been messed up for whatever reason, there's a way out. That's where I find my redemption. And I've listened to everybody, studied everything, gone to extreme lengths, been deeply devoted, and I have concluded that we need to dig deeper because we're not getting the job done. And all I really find, and I won't get on this rant too much, but all I really find by and large is that we're lying and lying and lying and lying. We are lying to ourselves about what it takes to bring ourselves out of these doldrums of health. If you've tried the quick fixes and it hasn't worked, switch tracks. Switch tracks. But what you find, now we'll get down to it, is it rained this week. All right, so how do you think you'd feel if in the middle of the rain you were out in the ocean and you were up inside a wave, a big wave, a 10-foot wave, with the rain and the wind pelting down on your head? How do you think you'd feel after 20 minutes of that? Now, that's radical. I admit that. But I'm going to tell you something. If you study immigrant communities, you know, people that came to America from Ireland, from Italy, from Spain, from Norway, they all do this. Yeah, they do. So while it might be radical for you, and while you may be 60 or 70 or 80 or 90 years old listening to the show, and what I just said sounds ridiculous, absurd, understand that your ancestors were doing this regularly. Now, don't argue with me there. That you don't do. All your seafaring communities knew what it was like to restore, invigorate, regenerate, and draw strength from the ocean, from the raging ocean. And carried on many of these practices in the Americas. I know that for a fact. But today, well, we're modern techno man. We're a fat little roly-poly behind a computer desk, enslaved in a new form, under the name of democracy, of course. We can report child molestation and somebody will listen. We can report spousal abuse and somebody will listen. We can import bullying in school and someone will listen. So society's advanced, but at the same time, you can't find clean food, you can't find clean water, you can't find clean air. So maybe what we've just done is same theme, just different scripts. And maybe that's what the cycle of human history is. The devil's always there. The devil is always there sucking you dry. And to deceive you, we just change the script. You still get destroyed in the end. You still live enslaved. We just give you a different script so you can't identify it. Identify this, my friends. Identify this. The radical solutions, and I only use the word radical because I have to. Because it appears radical. It's commonplace. It should be ordinary. But the radical solutions are the way out. The book I will write eventually are the 50 radical solutions to your health problems. And the first thing I'll put in the preface of the book is they're not radical. What? Going into the ocean is radical? Fasting is radical? Doing enemas to get the filthy, toxic bile out of you, seeing it in the toilet, holding your nose to the stink of it, which this is the stink of what's in you, that's radical. Sticking a tube up inside yourself is radical. Well, bring it up for Christmas, after dinner, of course, or before, and watch everyone laugh at you and look at you and scowl at you. And then talk about how you're going to fast. Maybe you're going to fast the first week of January. And you see, what a lot of people do, and I want to say this now as the corollary to the show, what a lot of people do, especially when you listen to this kind of a show, is you go, and I know this because I get this from my clients. I came in on good faith because Mabel told me to come in. And the guy told me to lose weight, sleep better, and then stick a tube in body parts that are dirty. I paid him that much money to have him tell me to lose weight. My husband's been telling me to lose weight for 20 years. You see, that's what I hear. What we've done is taken the obvious, the profound, the radical, and we've reduced it to something you put on a checklist, meaning, I've heard I need to lose weight. Why should I pay somebody to tell me? I know that. You see, where we are deceiving ourselves is unfortunately what we're saying is, how do I get myself healthy, free of symptomology, reduce the symptomology without doing anything that would really help myself? Think about that. You know, God has a sense of humor. God is merciful. He needs to be because we are stupid. What a lot of people are really doing, whether they know it or not, is effectively saying, how do I get myself out of my hell of life? My chronic symptom, my disease, my illness, I don't feel good. How do I resolve my problem without doing anything to resolve my problem? And that's where these marketing rodents come in. That's where the rodents eat you. Because they sell you a pack of lies. And of course, as is typical of the devil, there's some truth in those lies. So all these superficial solutions give you some health. They do. They help a little. And then you look for another little superficial solution, and they help a little. And then a third one, and that helps a little. And we've created this sense that that's the way out. It's not. And of course, there's always an exception to the rule. So I bless you if you've had success doing that. If not, well, I record these shows and I put them on my website. That's straighttalk.cc. You want it straight on AM radio? You got it straight. You appreciate the truth? I'm giving it to you. Take it or leave it. All right. Now, let me give you another insight. I started with a radical suggestion, right? Out in the middle of the rain, you're basically naked body, right? You're in your bathing suit. If you're male, female, you're in the middle of the ocean. The winds are howling. The surf is high. The beach is eroded. There's nobody there. And you're up in Santa Barbara or Malibu, okay, minus the, you know, the fires make us crazy now. You're on the Oregon coast. You're up in British Vancouver. You're somewhere in North Carolina. You're off Kennebunkport, Maine. You're at Cape Cod. It's freezing cold. You're in the surf. You can't do that. You can't stand. How about this? How about you just go to the beach and you look at the waves? How about this? How about you go to the beach, you get out of the car, you walk to the sand, you put your little pinky toe in the water, you take some deep breath, and you go back home. How about this? How about you lie down on the sand and let the water cover you? How about you lie down on the sand and you let 2 inches of water interface with your whole body? How about you just sit in the water, 2 inches of water, 2 inches. I know, you're in a wheelchair. You can barely walk. You use a cane. I know. How about you just go there and sit in a tide pool on a sunny morning? How about you go there, you sit in a tide pool and put some clay on? Premier Research Labs makes a great clay, fantastic clay. Rub it on your body and go in the ocean. How about you do that? And how about I bet you all the gold in Fort Knox, when we used to have gold in Fort Knox, now it's in the central banks of Europe. Or China's bought it. But when we had gold in Fort Knox, how about I bet you all the gold in Fort Knox that if you do that, I don't care who you are, you will feel better. Next to that, you want to buy a supplement? Go ahead, buy the supplement, but do that. How about that? That's what I mean by radical solutions. You see, you don't and shouldn't think. I mean, if you're 82 years old, semi-crippled, that you ought to go in a raging storm in a high wave. Obviously, I don't mean that. It's the concept. It's the attitude. If you can embrace that, you ought to listen to this show. If you think that's wacky, you should still listen to the show. But don't get confused. Radical doesn't mean inappropriate. Radical doesn't mean stupid. Radical doesn't mean irrational. Radical means finessing the edge of your health portfolio. Your health portfolio. You have depression? Try that. You have arthritis? Try that. And we can go on and on and on and on and on, and I do. Take fasting. Take getting bile. Now, the other thing that challenges you is what I'm talking about is so interfaced with garbage. I'll give you garbage. pH. pH is garbage. It is a garbage notion. Why? Because the pH should not be alkaline in between the cells. Of course it should. But that pH shift reflects all the good things you do for your health. You see, we got it backwards. We took a concept and polluted it. Oh, my pH. My pH is acidic because the litmus paper says so. Go find any good scientist to back that up. You got to use your head here, gang. The pH of the intercellular fluid needs alkalinity, not acidity. But that it's reflected by a shift in your urine pH, go find someone other than some naturopath or nutritionist hired to write for some nutrition journal. Go find a scientist that understands cell biology to agree with that. I doubt you're going to find anybody. I haven't. I wish I had. Yes, Otto Warburg, yes, the intercellular pH is important. Yes, it should be not acidic, alkaline. Yes, 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 yes. But don't pervert that into you can determine it with litmus paper in your morning's urine. I don't know where we got that one. And don't tell me Carl Reich. Carl Reich didn't know, believe me, or Mr. Barefoot. This is all about selling stuff. How do I know that? Do it. Do it. So what is it about pH? The pH reflects the good things you do for your health. For one person, it means sleep. For one person, it means defecate more often. For another person, it means change your diet. For a fourth person, it means bring your blood sugar down. For a fifth person, it means open your bile ducts. For a sixth person, it means think better thoughts. You see, it means different things to different people. But it's not radical. Why? Because it's just the result of radical things. So it's an empty statement. We have gotten the public confused. pH is popular because you can sit there eating your cornflakes and your Wheaties, and you can change your breakfast, and then you can measure your morning's pH. Yeah, when you get up, right? And you can say, gee, it's green. I'm happy. It's like kindergarten stuff. It's not valid. It doesn't change things. What would change things is stuff that you don't do because it's too intense. It's too radical. And then you misunderstand the meaning of that. Instead of putting your feet in the ocean, you think you have to swim at the crest of a wave. But if you did take time and start with your foot in the ocean and bring yourself to the point where you could go in, and then bring yourself to the point where you could handle a surf, and then bring yourself to the point where you could handle a surf in a storm, and then handle a surf in a storm where the rain is pelting in the wind, well, you would have done something huge. Let's take sleep. Where do you sleep? You sleep in a Faraday cage. So you take a little melatonin because you get the hormones sucked out of you in front of the computer, or you work at a job that's got raging levels of EMF. So you take a little melatonin. And you take a little valerian root. And you take a little magnesium. And now you take the popular rant, the CBD oil. Then you go on vacation and you spend your $10,000 or $15,000. Or you get sick and you stay out of work and lose $10,000 or $15,000 when all you had to do is figure out sleep. Sleep with your head on the ground. So let's start radically, right? Crest of the wave radical. Let's say you don't sleep. And so you go into the backyard and you lay down a yurt. Let's say you start camping 3 days a week. This is absurd stuff, I know. No one's doing it. Click off the radio. Get off the website. Switch to another station. This guy's nuts. He's nuts to say to do that. You're misunderstanding the purpose of radical. That's why I have 300 and something shows for you. Because what I'm saying is you have to get your head in concert with the telluric currents and the Schumann waves, and you can't possibly do that inside your home unless your home is made of wood, unless you take a little bit of money and put a teepee up in your backyard and sleep there, unless you take a little money, $4,000, $3,000, $2,000, $5,000, $10,000, and put up a yurt in the backyard, unless you convert your backyard to a garden with fertile soil, make an ecosystem, build the resonance there, put up a yurt. If not a yurt, have someone build you something out of a powerful wood. Real wood. Have a craftsman for $5,000 build you a 10 by 12 rectangle. Better yet, a circle. How about this as an experiment? For 2 weeks, you go somewhere real cheap and camp out. You have a vacation. How about once a month? How about once a year for two straight weeks? You put yourself in the backyard. You see, there's lots of different levels, but what you resist is the concept is radical. You resist the concept because the concept is radical. No matter what you say to somebody, whether it's go out into a raging storm and surf a 20-foot wave. Surfers do it all the time. Surfers laugh. They laugh in the eye of a 20-foot wave. They look for them. They watch the ocean and they scale into them in hope to catch that wave. And you sit on the coastline and you get IBS just at the sight of a large wave. That's what you do. Or a glacier. Wim Hof. I put Wim Hof on the show. He dives into glacial water. The health, he's trying to tell you, the health in that is enormous. It's not that you have to do that immediately. See, don't misunderstand. I will force this down your throat. Do not misunderstand. You have to build to these things. You have to build to these things. This is radical. You know what's radical? What's radical is the concept. Because all we do is inundate you with the superficial. And that explains the plight of American health. Now, if you go back to 300 years, every single thing we did was radical. Do you realize the lifestyle of the average American 300 years ago? Everything we did was radical. If you look at a farmer 200 years ago, everything that farmer did 200 years ago was radical. That would mean the year 1818. It's 2018, 1818. It's 1818. We have just won the war of 1812. It's 1818. And you've been given squatters' rights to land by the government because you had the guts to pursue it. You didn't want to sit there in Europe and get screwed around by the king and live in squalor in the cities. You'd rather be cut to pieces by Indians if that was the case. You'd rather starve. You'd rather risk pestilence than take it in the hood of Paris or Rome or Ireland or England, London. You see, does it sound familiar? You got radical. We're almost there, guys. Creeping in upon us is a similar situation. Pretty soon you'll be glad to take the spaceship to the alternate Earth. We're going to see stuff. So what I'm actually proposing is something meek. Next to the way we lived in 1818 and the parody of it, the irony of it, is that there's so many good things we've provided ourselves over the last 200 years that if we combined it with some common sense, with some respect for the way our ancestors lived, if we put both together, we could have utopia. With the gains we've made off the upside to our technologies, right? You can live in Russia and listen to my show. How do you dispute the benefit of that? No matter who you were in 1818, if grandpa was dying of pneumonia, today we have drugs. If you fell out of a tree trying to harvest a coconut and crashed your skull and broke your arms and legs, we have surgeons today that can perform miracles. Look at the beauty of that if we were to combine it with the upside to our evolution, the things we should remember. If we could hold both of those extremes in the same culture, wow. It would be the utopia we all truly desire. The 50 radical things that you must do for your health. You have to combine that with this relentless assault on your perception of reality that forces you to divert your attention to stupid stuff, like focusing on your symptom. Focusing on your symptom is stupid. It's not that you're stupid. You've been horribly misguided. You're running around looking for the solution to your symptom. Don't do that. Build your health. Don't look at the symptom. Build your health. Your emotions, your depression, your anxiety, your obsessive compulsion, your diagnosis. Forget your diagnosis. Forget your tumor. Forget your illness. Build health. Build health by doing radical things. Be patient. Give it time. Enjoy your process. How can you not enjoy some of the things I've suggested? Yes, enjoy fasting. See, we are vice-ridden now. Our lifestyle is filled with so much vice that when you suggest health, it's a drag. Health is a drag. Health is a joy. So we need a change in the way we approach things. And that is why I do my show. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. The number to call, 714-850-1007. 850-1007. If in fact you need more guidance, you need to be put in the right direction. There's an art to everything I'm talking about. Perhaps you need more personalized help to each of those arts. But you got to have the right perception to make it all pay off. That's 714-850-1007. For those of you in my two classes, bravo to you. You guys are becoming a thinking organism now. You're starting to understand, and soon you'll start to act, but you'll act with knowledge. And that's how you proceed, with knowledge, without which we perish. God bless you. You guys have a great week. Ta-ta.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.